In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What streaming service releases a most watched movie?
Bo.
Netflix.
What?
I like you, Bo.
I was clearly Bo first.
No, it was not clear.
It was very clear.
We'll check it in the commercials.
Movie. Bo.
Mike.
Bo.
Mike.
Oh, it wasn't close.
Yeah.
I told you.
I'll eat crow on that one.
I got headphones
on
back here, man.
I'm not sure you didn't doctor the audio back there, but yeah.
I didn't. Why would I do that? I would eat crow, too, if I was wrong.
Maybe in 2026 we can change your word, because Mike has a soft consonant at the front.
I think it's, but I don't think it's.
So the buh comes in.
I don't think it's the name. I think it's the voice.
Yeah.
I think it's his voice carries more than mine. So, you know.
Yeah, some would call me loud.
I've never called you loud for that purpose.
I honestly wasn't really meaning you. I just.
The word I always use is what? Percussive. It's like a flashbang.
Mike and I played in a golf tournament, Allie, and it wasn't the brown grass. It was another tournament we were playing in, and we were on the fairway, and there was a lady probably, what, a football field away, and her house was elevated, and she was on the back porch, and she clearly heard me say something.
Oh, when I was riding, when we were riding around on the golf cart at the brown grass, I think you guys were a few holes ahead of us, and we definitely heard you getting upset about something. So, by the way,
dang.
We are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson over there. Bo Morgan to my left. Dylan's behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out this morning. Hawks lost to the Clippers 115-92. They'll play again tomorrow against the Nuggets. Ben Roethlisberger and James Harrison both are saying it's time for the Steelers to clean house. They think Mike Tomlin would be good for the Penn State job. Georgia Tech's Haynes King has been awarded the ACC Player of the Year, and head coach Brent Key has been signed to a new 5-year contract extension. His overall record with the Yellow Jackets is 27-19. And Bo is, of course, back with us today after taking a journey to Flowery Branch yesterday with Mike Bell. Got to interview Raheem Morris, but Raheem also did a presser, talked about Drake London and his status and playing when it's safe.
You know, Drake's just, you know, when he's ready to go, and we put him out there. But that'll all be, you know, health related. You know, everything we're going to do with Drake is definitely to take care of Drake, make sure he's good. Won't put him in harm's way by any means. And when he's ready to go, Drake will be out there ready to go and playing at a very high level, which he's always capable of doing. He loves football. We love watching him play football. The connection with his guys, he values very much. He's at every single meeting. He's at every single thing. He's at all things encompassing. So, he's one of those guys who wants to play football.
Of course he does. And we want him to play football. He is he might have labeled Bijan Robinson as the, and we've had this conversation on the show, as the maybe the best player in the NFL. But Drake London might be the most important player on this team. And I don't even know that it's close.
I was waiting for you to say something else. But I was thinking the same thing. I actually was, when we heard that, I was thinking that maybe he's the most important player on the offense. because everything changes without him. See, the thing, the thing that you have right now with Tyler Allgeier is that you can still run the football productively with Tyler Allgeier if Bijan's not there.
Yep.
Now, is it to the same level? No. But we've seen it when Drake is not in the lineup. Who do you go to? I mean, Kyle Pitts suddenly got catches. Yeah, I get it. But Drake changes the dynamic of the offense. It becomes much more. You talk about stationary with Drake in the lineup.
Yeah.
You're way more stationary without him in the lineup.
Yeah. I asked, and I'm curious to get your take on this. I asked Zeno yesterday, it was Which One Wednesday. And I asked Zeno, I said, which room has less depth, the wide receiver room or the linebacker room? Which one, like, are we, you know, which one is more like
wide receiver room
with the top guy?
Wide receiver room.
You think so?
I do, because at least we found, now it took you a couple of games, but Ronnie Harrison really started stepping in. And again, it was nowhere near the level that Devon Diablo plays it at. But he started stepping in and filling that void. Now, you had to find it, right?
Yeah.
Go back to the Miami game. That was the other game that Drake missed.
That was awful.
There was nothing.
There's also an interesting comment that Raheem made yesterday when he was speaking to the media. He talked about Clint Kubiak and how he runs an offense similar to the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Clint's done an outstanding job. You know, the whole offense is different. It's way similar, more similar to ours and or San Fran version of it. You know, obviously, they got the different personnel groupings. They can go out in 11. They can come out in 12. They can come out in 21. They can come out in 22. They got fullbacks on their roster that can do those things in a unique, different style of way. But a lot of similar concepts, a lot of similar run techniques, and a lot of things that they're doing like us. And like I said, you know, Jackson Smith and Jacob was really flourishing in it. I see Coop doing a lot of same things that we did to Rams that we do here with Drake. You get a chance to see a lot of similarity things, and it's pretty cool to watch those guys and how they've really been able to really make plays and do a really good job. And Clint's done a great job wherever he's been. You know, he's had a chance to go do it in Minnesota a couple years ago, which I thought he really did a really good job at. And, you know, obviously it didn't work out for him there. He got blamed somewhere else, go to San Fran, come back, and now he's doing it again. He's doing an excellent job. So it's like, you know, all of those things happen within coaching, all those things happen within plan. Is like every year is going to be a different year, and he's done a great job this year.
When he was in Minnesota, didn't they I just jogged my memory. Didn't they kind of blamed him on some stuff that wasn't working, and then he went and brought his dad in, and his dad helped him? Am I misremembering that?
I don't know. That sounds interesting. Yeah, I can kind of see that maybe happening.
I'm trying to remember.
Gary's just, dude, when I used to watch his offenses back when I was playing, unbelievable what he was able to do with Dwayne Brown and Arian Foster and a lot of those guys in that offense. It was awesome. So I chuckled to myself because when he says there's a lot of things similar to what we do and what Kyle does, you know, as opposed to what Sean, I could see like the very, very, very foundation. Like, imagine if our houses had the same foundation, the same imprint, but yours was three stories and mine was one. That's how I feel about his comment. Like, the foundation might look the same. You can see some similar formations at times, but the amount of things that are stacked on top of these of those offenses is so, I mean, it's like PhD level as opposed to, freshman in college. It's not even remotely the same.
Some of it's personnel. Some of it is the personnel's understanding,
100%.
You know, some of it is the willingness of the play caller and the game planner. You know, there's a lot of things that go into play with that. I don't know how to. I said, you know, I think most people know kind of Game of Thrones and what Jon Snow was, and I always say that statement is so. I know what Ross is saying, and he's right. About we run a similar offense. They do at the core, but everything is really just what Mike Shanahan ran, what Gary ran, what Clint runs, what Kyle Shanahan runs, what Sean McVay runs, what Mike McDaniels runs, what O'Connell runs in Minnesota. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. What Zach runs here.
For sure.
They're all based on what Mike Shanahan did. But which was something Mike Shanahan took from what Bill Walsh did in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it's all
trickled down.
Yeah. But it is also a little bit misleading to what you're saying is that they're the same, but they're way different.
Way different.
You all poured. It's a great point. Everybody poured a concrete foundation, but when you started framing the house, how you did it, I think that's what you're saying, with the one story,
somebody's
three story.
Somebody's got bay windows. Yeah. You know what I mean? And somebody got a little breakfast nook thrown in there.
You've used the word Frankensteining, which I feel is, but we're running a at times it looks like a bare bones version. We've got the truck with cloth seats and the FM AM radio, and at times it feels like they've got this Sirius XM with leather.
Somebody's been truck shopping.
Yeah.
Somebody's in truck shopping.
Hate on FM.
No, I love
FM. That's what we're on. I'm just saying, like, it's about the options at that point.
Yeah,
and they have more options, it feels like, than we do.
And they
don't have necessarily better players. I mean, Smith and Jigba is a better player.
Their wide receiver is better than ours.
But I mean,
not even close.
I think Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet are good players, but I'll take Algier and Bijan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I don't want to make Drew Butler angry, but I would take our offensive line 10 times out of 10 over what they have. And that's what's frustrating. And that's why I come from the angle about being the foundation of the three-story house. They move so many things, and Sam Darnold gets them in and out of so many different plays and you gave me the number earlier, how many sacks they've given up this year. It's because of Sam Darnold. It's not because of the blocking. It's because schematically they are putting him up to bat and doing such a nice job. But I've seen counter GT out of their offense. I've seen under center toss plays. I've seen shotgun toss plays, which we actually showed with Kirk 2 weeks ago, which is a different style of things. There's been shotgun runs, which we have very rarely done, some inside duo stuff. I mean, they have just, like, it's a seed that has grown into a tree, and they've done such a good job. And I know that – I believe we interview Clint Kubiak in the hiring cycle 2 years ago? I think we did. If I'm not mistaken.
If we did, it was for an OC. It wasn't for a head coaching job.
I'm a big fan of what he does. I think he's one of the brighter minds offensively in football, and mixing him in with a guy like Sam Darnold and that wide receiver core has worked wonders.
Well, today you can join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe Incoming from 2 to 6. Who is in with Mike
I believe
today?
It's Steak Shapiro.
All right, so go see
Steven.
Mike and Steven today as they get you ready for Thursday night football and conference championship weekend in college football while also enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. It's 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe Incoming. Coming up, we got to get into these Ben Roethlisberger comments about Mike Tomlin. We'll do that when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.